This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Talenti Gelato and Sorbetto. And as you know, when Talenti makes gelato and sorbetto, they tend to get a little overzealous. Now, I have not personally ever been to a gelato and sorbetto factory, but things I would not expect to find there include gigantic mint steepers, which you probably don't want to fall into one of those, but they put enormous amounts of mint in them. They go through dozens of different chai teas to find the perfect one for their vanilla chai gelato. They went way, way overboard with the raspberries in their Roman raspberry sorbetto, so much so that the machine broke. Hopefully they've fixed it since then, because you will need to go to your grocer's freezer case, look for the Talenti container. You know the one. It's the clear canister with the brown lid. Look for Mediterranean mint gelato. Look for vanilla chai. Look for Roman raspberry sorbetto. Spend some quality time in your grocer's freezer case because it's hot out there and you need to get some cold into you. Talenti, the delicious is in the details.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about Swiss junk food.
Yes, we received a care package from listener Rebecca, who is sister of listener Aaron.
Yes, the late listener Aaron, who delivered us Icelandic junk food. So we now apparently are in with the whole Kim and Al family.
And I am so happy about this.
Yes,
they
me
are
too.
Lovely, lovely people.
Listener Rebecca came and, like, found me in Seattle and foisted this bag. I mean, foisted sounds negative. She hand-delivered this bag of Swiss goodies. And
How did she come into this bag of Swiss goodies? Can you tell me a story?
I'm so glad you asked.
Great.
Dear Molly and Matthew, last year I stayed in Switzerland with my best friend Denise and her family, who live on a quaint dairy farm in the middle of the Swiss hill country.
I am so glad that we're now in with this family because I think we can go visit
them
too.
It's like we've got the keys to Heidi's Swiss village.
Yes.
During my 2 weeks there, I fell in love with so much of the Swiss junk food and I knew I had to share it with you guys. So that's the whole story right there. It would have been better if we'd gotten an invitation. I mean, okay, but let's if we play our cards right, we might get an invitation. Okay, so why don't we start? We've got a pretty nice assortment here.
And we definitely have a couple savory things. We've got some drinks. We've got a cracker here that I'm pretty sure is going to be savory.
Let's have the cracker with the drinks.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
We're starting out with Rivella sodas. So Rivella is a soda that can basically only be found in Switzerland. Yeah, listener Rebecca knows how to do a junk food box because, like, you know, if you're doing like Canadian junk food, you know, you don't need to send us Canadian Snickers. We've got Snickers. I want something that's only available in Switzerland.
Wow, Matthew. I think that we're going to get some hate mail after this.
I'm not saying anyone did this.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
No, I think it's time. I think it's time we put this out there that, like, you need to check a horse. You're the horse expert. Like, if you were given a horse. A horse is a lot of responsibility.
Of course.
If you get a gift horse, like, I'm not going to accept just any gift horse.
Yeah, you should make sure, I guess, it doesn't have major dental problems.
Right. And I think the idea is that, like, a horse's teeth are like sentinels or like, harbingers of, like, general health. As for humans.
As for all of us. Yeah. Hey, so that noise I was making was me opening a package of crackers.
Great. Okay, let me tell you about Revella sodas. It's a soda that can basically only be found in Switzerland. It has a special ingredient that you would never guess, milk whey 35%. I think I would have rather known that after I tasted it, but okay.
Oh.
I brought lots of different flavors, but the red-white bottle is the original. So we've got two flavors here that I guess is lots of different flavors. Original, I don't know what that means, like what flavor original is supposed to be. And then there's also rhubarb.
Are we going to drink straight from the bottle?
Do you want to?
Sure. I kind of like the old school packaging of this. It's got a very plain typeface and like no bells and whistles on this label.
Hmm. It's a little bit cough syrupy and like lightly carbonated.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's got sort of maybe like a black cherry overtone.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do wish I didn't know that it had whey in it.
Like 35% whey?
Even though I know that like whey is a really hip ingredient in cocktails and stuff like that
is
right now.
Is it really?
It is. It's a thing. That's really nice. I like that.
What do you call a Bloody Mary where the tomato juice is replaced with whey? Yeah, I like this too. It's a little, you know, it's a little like an off-brand root beer. Kind
yeah.
of?
You know, I can imagine, I had trouble opening that one. Will you open it? I can imagine like maybe if you were visiting Switzerland and I don't know, maybe in parts of Switzerland, I imagine it maybe being kind of hot and humid in the summer.
I don't know, but I'm
sure. Well, I don't know. It's pretty
mountainous.
Maybe not. But anyway, I imagine if you were doing touristy things.
I could pull up a weather report.
If you were doing touristy things in a foreign city in the middle of summer, and you were to get one of these out of like a vending machine, I
yes.
think there would be nothing better. It's like it has a flavor that is unlike anything I've had in the States. So it would suit this like foreign sort of like tourist, stranger in a strange land feeling. I'm going to try the rhubarb flavor.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I love rhubarb. Okay. I have here. Oh, wow. Nice.
Oh, I love this. Oh, my gosh. This to me almost has an elderflower quality.
I have here the weather report for Zurich.
Oh.
Today, high 78, low 60. This is Fahrenheit. Currently 70 degrees. And all week, like highs, well, in the low 80s to mid 70s. So, yeah.
God, that sounds lovely.
Yeah. I think maybe, could we do our annual retreat there?
It's a very expensive city. But let's start
saving.
But
we're only going to be there for like 2 days.
That's true. Our annual retreats are very, very brief. Mm. Isn't that delicious?
It's good. It's a little bit like filtered apple juicy to me.
Hmm.
I'm not getting a lot of rhubarb, but it is tasty.
Oh, whatever it is.
It says erfrischend on it.
A number of years ago, I went to go visit cookbook author and renowned blogger Louisa Weiss
yes.
in Berlin. And I think that it was while I was there, I think this is where I first tasted this type of soda called like Bionade or like Bionade or something like that.
Like it's like lemonade, only it's Bionade.
I feel like it was something like that. But anyway, they have different flavors, and one of them is like an herbal flavor.
Yes.
And that's what this reminds me of. This sort of mild, slightly floral, kind of unidentifiable flavor.
It's sort of like Ricola flavored soda.
No, it's way better than Ricola.
Okay.
Oh, I love this. You are unconvinced, but I fucking love it. Okay, great. So by the title of this, somehow, so it's called Darvida, like extra thin with thyme and salt.
The only non-sweet thing included in the bag, these classic Swiss crackers don't have anything that's extra special about them, but they are eaten a lot. Packed in lunches, taken on picnics, and eaten as an afternoon snack with butter on them. The thyme and salt flavor is my fave.
Oh, it's so good. I thought this was going to be like a wasa toast kind of thing.
Mm.
No, it's a really delicious, flaky, salty, herbal cracker.
Oh, wow. See, the thing I was concerned about is like whenever a cracker has like some unexpected flavor, like thyme or something,
yeah.
I always feel like it's going to just bang me over the head with it.
Mm.
But this is so subtle. The texture is great.
Mm. Oh, I love this. I'm taking two of these.
Yeah, when she said there was nothing extra special about these, that was wrong.
I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
This is a delicious cracker. I want to make this a part of my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Man, the packaging is like really intense, though.
Well, they're all like taped together with some sort of industrial adhesive.
Oh man, these are mm-hmm. These are really special. I know yeah. that I'm kind of going a little bit crazy over these. But there's so many crackers out there that are just kind of lackluster, like vehicles for crunch and fattiness.
Do you want to name names?
No, I don't. And some of those I even enjoy. Like yeah. I mean, a Ritz cracker is a delicious thing, but it's
kind of evanescent.
Yes.
Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Transcontinental
Railroad?
Well, yeah, you can probably buy a box of Ritz crackers on the, what is that? Like, was that a thing in the 19th century?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to wash that down with my Rivella yep. rhubarb flavor.
Bottoms up.
Mm. Got it.
Okay.
Love
where
this.
Should we go next? Should we? I kind of want to get this one out of the way.
Would
this
you is, please pronounce it?
Oh, of course. This is Ricola Holunderblüten. Fleur de Sureau, Krauter Bonbon.
Oh, is that some sort of cabbage?
I don't know. It's Bonbon aux herbes.
Okay, well, so it's a.
Like but it's a, not a, the regular yellow Ricola. It's the purple box.
Oh, okay. So
whoa. That is not very different from at least one of these sodas.
It's elderflower.
Oh wow!
I'm pretty darn sure this That's is good. Elderflower. I mean, look at the picture on the label. Holunderblüten.
You're showing me this picture like I'm supposed to know what kind of flower this is.
Fleur de sureau. Let me look this up.
Yeah, please do.
I love this. Can I have this?
Yeah. No, this is good. It's very intense. It's very floral. But you're right. It tastes like that elderflower pressé that everyone likes.
Holunderblüten.
Maybe turn on safe search.
Elderberry.
Woohoo!
Oh. Oh, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Can I have these?
You may have those still. I kind of am wishing for there to be like some fizzy Zots powder inside, but I don't think there is. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be good?
So good.
If they made like fancy flavors of Zots and Warheads, that would be great.
This Swiss junk food box is knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
So wait, what did she say about the Holunderblüten?
Oh, right. Ricola. Many Americans know Ricola and use them as cough drops. Those fools. Ricola's main ingredients are herbs from the Swiss Alps. You will find at least 5 to 10 different Ricola flavors in every Swiss store. But it doesn't say anything about the specific flavors that she chose for us. One was regular.
Yeah, and I we're not going to taste that one on this episode.
Because we did that on the cough drops episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, can we eat some Cambly Matterhorn?
We can, a Cambly. I just crunched my Ricola.
Excellent Suisse depuis 1910.
It's very satisfying to me that one of these things is like Matterhorn branded.
Un biscuit au beurre orné d'une tablette de fin chocolat au lait aux éclats de nougat.
With like chunks of nougat? Is that an éclat?
As I was reading that, I was
bursts
aiming for the vocal intonations of like an Air France flight attendant.
Uh-huh. I think you nailed it.
Thank you.
I just fastened my seatbelt very securely.
Ooh.
Wow, these are cool.
So this has the Matterhorn Mountain on it. Who knew that it was so easy to get the mountain...
Bring the mountain to Muhammad.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, what does she say about these? I'm still finishing my Ricola. Mm-hmm.
Cambly biscuits. Just a classic biscuit made in Switzerland. The brand Cambly has hundreds of different biscuit variations, but I figured the Matterhorn-shaped ones were the most Swiss.
Fair enough.
Yep. And they're good. They're very good.
I got to get the elderberry taste out of my mouth.
I mean, the chocolate is kind of Toblerone. It's got those bits of nougat. It feels like it's got maybe a little malt.
It has... Éclat de nougat.
Yes, éclat de nougat.
Mm.
But again, the cookie part is very thin and crisp.
Wow.
It's a
Switzerland, I am moving to you. Today's episode is brought to you by Third Love.
And I actually have a story about this. So I was recently on a bus ride. I was chaperoning a school field trip, and I was talking to one of the moms on the field trip, and she was
asking— were you riding like a yellow school bus?
It was a charter bus, because it was like an out-of-town field trip. You really want to set the scene,
I really wanted to see.
I forgot you're a writer. Yeah. I mentioned I had a podcast, and she said, do you have any ads on your podcast? And I said, yeah, actually, we have a bra company that advertises. And she said, is it Third Love? I'm wearing it right now. And she was so excited about her Third Love bra. She did not show me. I realize this sounds like a weird story, but this all really happened. And she said, yeah, I mean, we were on this field trip. It was to Portland. It was really hot. It was a marching band field trip. So we were like marching around in the sun. It was sweaty. She was wearing her Third Love.
Wait, were you playing in the band?
I was not playing in the band. I was chaperoning.
Was she playing in the band?
No, but we had to
I was going to just guess that if she had been playing in the band, which I know you said she wasn't,
right,
that her Third Love bra would have been incredibly supportive and allowed her a full range of movements for like dancing with her saxophone or whatever. Yeah.
But I mean, the adults had to pull water in a wagon behind the marching band.
This sounds like torture.
The Third Love 24/7 t-shirt bra, you know, remained comfortable and, you know,
even
almost unnoticeable under those conditions. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Wow. I mean, this is, I dare say, this is the perfect bra for everyone.
Yes, and, marching band or otherwise.
Yeah, and you can find yours in just seconds by answering a couple of easy questions on Third Love's online fit finder. They'll help you figure out what size and what style is going to be best for you. And then you can try one of their bras free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for shipping, and they will send it to you. Costs nothing more than that for the first 30 days. If you like it, keep it. They'll charge your card the price of the bra. If you don't like it, send it back. Amazing.
Yep.
That's thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
Switzerland is like a land of textural delights.
Oh, God. I am so happy right now. Can I keep this?
Wait a minute. I just realized what's going on here.
Okay, fine.
I want at least two of the Matterhorns.
Okay, cool. Okay, now I think we can split the Matterhorns.
Okay.
Okay, so here we have Rag USA, also known as Ragusa.
Yeah, I like Rag USA.
Confiserie au chocolat fourré praliné et noisette entière.
Noisette ancienne. I'm very excited about this.
I love saying fourré.
Fourré, what does that mean?
It basically means like stuffed or filled. Filled with.
The same as foutu.
That's a little different.
One of so many Swiss chocolates. It consists of hazelnut cream and hazelnut pieces layered between milk chocolate. This sounds good. Rag USA.
Check that out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's very silky. I don't love this.
Mm.
This is like too much of too much.
Whoa. Yeah, it's moussey.
I think I need a nap. It's so creamy and so intensely hazelnutty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if you're into like a Gianduja flavor it's like this will push all your buttons. However, it is also so rich.
It's kind of like just eating a big spoonful of Nutella. It's not
it's
quite that soft.
Richer than that.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's very mouth coating. It's not really, it looks like a candy bar, but it's really like a spread in disguise.
Yeah, I would say it's like heading in the direction of a creamy peanut butter texture.
I think you could possibly spread this candy bar if you wanted
to. I think you could spread it.
We might try that.
Okay, so
I mean, I might because I'm taking this one.
Will you talk about...
Wait a minute, this is empty.
Will you talk about Ovo Maltine?
I could talk for days.
This
about
is Schweizer Milchschokolade mit Ovo Maltine.
In just about any grocery store in Switzerland, you will find at least 15 different products associated with Ovo Maltine. An Ovo Maltine spread like Nutella, sports energy drink, energy bar, biscuits, cereal, and so on. Of course, the Swiss had to mix two of their favorite things, chocolate plus Ovo Maltine. And Ovo Maltine is just, it's Ovaltine, so it's like a malted milk beverage mix.
This is a wonderful texture. Is it kind of like those Aero candies in Canada?
It's much denser than that.
It's kind of like a cross between like a wafer cookie and like a kind of honeycomb structure cake.
Yeah, or like, what's that like really thin, crispy, layered stuff? Fouilletine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good call.
Thanks. This is good. It's very sweet. I would like it to be less sweet, but it is a good bar. Is that everything?
I think that's everything. For me, I got to say the winners were the crackers and the drinks.
For me, the winners
like the Cambly.
Were the, yeah, the crackers and the Matterhorn. This episode was brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you have heard us talk about Third Love. You know I like Third Love. You probably already knew I'm wearing Third Love right now.
Woohoo!
Yeah. You know, I think what you might not know about Third Love is that in addition to their incredible 24/7 bras, which again are available in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes, they have a whole bunch of new looks and fits that they've been introducing.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so you should go check it out. You think you know everything about Third Love? Think again. There are even more reasons to love it.
Great. So go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk for a 30-day free trial. And while you're there, check out their full line. Hey, listeners, host Matthew here. Can I ask you a short favor? If you have a minute, could you please go to podcastsurvey.net and take a very short anonymous survey about today's episode? It would help out the show a lot, and I personally would appreciate it. So again, that's podcastsurvey.net for the quick survey to help out the show. Thanks again. All right, so we're going to Switzerland.
But that was really good. I mean, this was also one of our most approachable
That's true.
Care packages. There was nothing like challenging here.
No, it was like, do you guys like crackers and Swiss chocolate? Well, then you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm. Do you want like fruity soda beverages? Then you're going to like this. Wow. Thank you so much, listener Rebecca. I like this.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there to say? There's this. You can find us online.
I know what else there is to say. Holunderbluten.
Holunderbluten. You can find us online at holunderbluten.com, where we will post a list of the Swiss junk foods that we tried, from the Cambly to the Rivella. To the
Rag USA.
Now I've got that one U2 song stuck in my head. From the Cambly to the Rivella.
When all is you.
Yeah. That one. Thanks. I'm glad that worked out. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/holeunderbluten. I'm sticking with this. There probably is a Facebook fan site for elderberries. It's just a big group of people who like elderberries.
Well, and who believe in their medicinal purposes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere else people should go? You can find us in Zurich or... is there a third city? A Bern?
You can find me on the next Air France flight, working really hard to imitate the flight attendants as they do their on-air announcements.
I will be on the next Swiss Air flight. I don't know. They probably give out these crackers on the
plane. I think you're going to be eating Matterhorns the whole way there.
Yeah. Until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. The show that's available in a spread, a sports drink, an energy bar, biscuits, cereal, and so on.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amsterburt.
Today's episode was sponsored by Spilled Milk. Great. Okay.
I wonder why we're not making any money here. I mean, we're sponsored by Spilled Milk every week.
Rhubarb.